New West Group is a nationally recognized healthcare staffing agency with over 30 years of experience connecting clinicians to leading health systems. In 2023, they were honored as the top travel nurse agency by nurse.org. But New West is more than just travel staffing. They excel in placing local, temp-to-hire, and direct talent as well. Discover their full-service concierge approach at newwestgroup.com.
Hey Nomads, welcome to another episode of Travel Nursing and Allied Life. I am one of your hosts, Dr. Dylan Callier. You might recognize me from the New Medical Nomads podcast and talking about a topic that I'm a little excited about. We're going to be looking at the top 10 most dangerous cities or most violent cities in the U.S. and also looking at the top 10 safest cities in the U.S. And I kind of went down this rabbit hole. I was getting ready for this most recent contract and was looking at contracts that were closer to home for me. And there's certain cities that I've decided that being a home health clinician, I just don't feel safe enough to go there and do home health unless I'm really familiar with the area. So I am from Southern Missouri. I lived in St. Louis for 9 years. And it kind of sparked this idea of, okay, I'm interested in like, where are the cities that I maybe shouldn't be going to? And then where are the cities that are very safe? And this rabbit hole has formed into this own story of itself. But first let's talk about the data for this information. Number one that I found out, there are crime statistics produced every year by the FBI, and it's this big raw data form that has things like property crime, violent crime, how many fatalities occur with traffic collisions, just all this data. And it's a lot of data, and it's good data, but the problem is it's not really, like, there's not a big spreadsheet that you can just get and, like, look to see, like, what's highest, what's lowest. It's all on their website, and it's very, very tedious to try and go through this on your own. So that's not what occurred when I went through this. So I'm going through different companies that have taken the data apart and started looking at different things. And what I'm finding is that a lot of this stuff is wildly different between the lists that you'll see. Some only look at the safest cities. Some are like real estate groups that are looking into property crimes only. There was one website that was specifically looking at the cost per crime, which I thought was really interesting. And also looking at that list, like, you know, coastal cities, their cost per crime is higher because the cost of things cost more versus, you know, kind of places in the Midwest. So looking at this data, even just the general, like, what's the most dangerous city, was pretty difficult to find. And usually they were looking at it from one angle and one angle only. But I was able to find a YouTube channel that seemed to have some consistency. And that YouTube channel was World by Briggs. And so we're going to be looking at the numbers that YouTube channel came up with and talking about them. I did have to do a little bit of math to look at like percentages compared to national averages, and just a couple more things on the data points. I wanted to specifically look at violent crimes, so that's probably the more accurate title, but it's not a very good title. So most dangerous cities is what we'll be talking about, but specifically looking at violent crime. So I'm not too concerned with property crime as a traveler. Yes, while I'm working in some of these cities, my car might be sitting out and get my window smashed, but I tend to field those questions when on the phone with the person I'm going to rent from. So I feel like I can fairly easily navigate those types of situations, but more looking at violent crime. Like, is my life potentially going to be at risk, depending on what part of the city that I'm going to be in? Or a city in general. Are there cities out there that maybe I should stay away from? So that's where this all came from. And you'll even notice that even just this YouTube channel that I chose, we'll talk about some of the data points that I'm just kind of like questioning. The big takeaway I'm so surprised is that there's not a lot, like with all the data that they collect, there's not a really great list out there to figure out, or not really an easy place to like look and see like, oh, should I go here? Should I not go here? Let's get started. That's the story of the data, but I'm just flabbergasted at how difficult and how much time is taken even just to get these like simple bullet points. So this episode will be about cities. I did find one about states as well. And so we'll be going through that. But talking about the top 10 most violent cities first, and then we'll go to the safest cities because there's some interesting data points to talk about there. So overall, the national average for a violent crime is 369.8 violent crimes per 100,000 U.S. citizens, U.S. residents. You can round up and say it's 370. So we'll be comparing it to that, as well as like percentages. And if I have some stories to talk about, or for those that might not know exactly where on the map some of these places are, especially in the safest cities, I had to look a lot of these up, we'll be talking about those. So top 10 most dangerous, top 10 most violent city in the U.S. Per this data and this YouTube channel is Albuquerque, New Mexico. Their violent crime rate is 1,369 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, or 270% more than the national average. This is actually a city I've worked in. I did home health there. I worked at the University of New Mexico in their home health. Had a wide variety of different homes that I was going into, including homeless shelters while I was there. And the specific living situation that I had was, it was one of the best ones I've ever had for a living situation. It was a really cool house. I was really excited. It was within walking distance of downtown. And my big takeaway from living in Albuquerque was, if you went out on a Friday night or Saturday night and you're in downtown, it is so loud. And I sound so old talking about this, but I'd be walking the strip or whatever the appropriate name is. And these loud, like trucks and cars. I mean, we have it in my hometown in Missouri, but it's like maybe one every 10 minutes. Here it was like one every 2 minutes. And, it was just so loud and so aggressive. And specifically where I was living at, I was within walking distance and there were tunnels there, but there were a lot of unhoused people, homeless persons that were in the tunnels when you're walking. So walking wasn't really ideal, as well as a lot of kind of bridges along the way, underneath bridges, areas that you didn't necessarily feel the safest in or had like a back way out in case something happened. And so Albuquerque's there, from what I've gathered, their violent crimes have been going up, even though the national averages have been going down. And these are specifically looking at per 100,000 residents. So as a place's residents kind of decrease, if the crime stays the same, their rates are going to be higher based on those statistics. The overall number might be less, or a good point of conversation might be that Chicago tends to have the most violent crimes out of everywhere. But Chicago's a massive city. There's like, I think it's like 3 million people there. And if you compare that with some of the smaller cities, Chicago's not even on this list because it's so big that per 100,000 people, it's just not anywhere close to these top 10. Albuquerque, New Mexico, that was my big takeaway, just a really loud city. I really did enjoy my time there. It's called the Land of Enchantments, I think, or, City of Enchantment. And, it's just, if you like desert, you'll love it. For me, I understand the people that go hiking and they say, why do you like hiking so much? All the trees look the same. All the mountains look the same. And I'm like, oh, you're ridiculous. But going on hikes in the desert, like the deserts all look the same to me, unless you're in southern Utah and the Arches and really gorgeous deserts like that. But for me, I probably won't be spending too much more time in deserts, even though Albuquerque was a really fun contract. Number 9 on this list will be Stockton, California. Their violent crime rate is 1,415 per 100,000 residents, and it is 283% more than the national average. And I was really expecting more from California on this list, but that's the only California city on this top 10 list. Kind of took me by surprise. One city I wasn't expecting to be on this list is number 8, Cleveland, Ohio, which is their violent crime rate is 1,557 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. And that is 321% more than the national average. Not considered Chicago, but is very close to Chicago, is number 7, which is Rockford, Illinois. It's like northwest of Chicago. It's fairly close. If I zoom out just a little bit on the map, like you can see it, it's right there. But I believe it's its own separate city. I don't think it's like part of the counties or anything like that. So it is separate. And their violent crime rate is 1,588 violent crimes per 100,000 residents and is 329% more than the national average. Number 6 is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Their violent crime rate is 1,597 per 100,000 residents and is 420% more than the national average. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, when I was a student or a grad student and doing some presentations, we went to a physical therapy conference that's in Milwaukee. And it was the first time that I've really felt like a northern cold, and was walking through Milwaukee and you're walking by one building and it's totally fine. And then you cut around a corner and this wind just hits you, and it doesn't matter how many layers you have on, like it's just, it goes straight through your soul, and it's just a lot of pain. And I remember I was with my friend, and he was like, "Oh yeah, welcome to the real Midwest," because we get cold in St. Louis, but it's not that cold. It's not that cold. So Milwaukee, number 6 on the list. Number 5, Little Rock, Arkansas. Their violent crime rate is 1,634 per 100,000 residents, and that is 342% more than the national average. Number 4, this was actually one of the cities that sparked this rabbit hole for me. It was Memphis, Tennessee. I was looking at jobs, and there's quite a bit of home health opportunities in the Memphis area. And just coming from southern Missouri, there's a lot of family members saying don't do that. So there's some validity to this. Number 4 on the list, Memphis, Tennessee has a violent crime rate of 2,003 per 100,000 residents, and that is 442% more than the national average. Number 3 on the list, which I was kind of surprised about. I haven't spent a lot of time on the East Coast, so maybe this is well-known knowledge, but Baltimore, Maryland, they have a violent crime rate of 2,027 per 100,000 residents, or 448% more than the national average. Number 2 on the list, this one tends to trade spots with my home city. So at least for this data, which I should say, the FBI releases it every year, but it's usually a year later. So for example, the most recent data we have is 2022. And I imagine it being 2024, that when we hit like October of 2024, that's when they release 2023's data. So this is the most recent data. A lot of the lists out there are like even further back. They're like 2018, 2019 statistics. It was very hard to find even just like recent data. So 2022 is the most recent that we can have right now. And number two on that spot is Detroit, Michigan. Detroit's violent crime rate is 2,057 per 100,000 residents, and that is 456% more than the national average. I've heard Detroit is doing a lot. It's got a reputation, obviously, and I feel like I can say that coming from St. Louis. And yeah, apparently the city's doing a lot of work. At least that's what I've been hearing and reading about. And hopefully their crime rates are coming down. And number one on this list that I've been alluding to is my home city of St. Louis, Missouri, with a violent crime rate of 2,082 per 100,000 residents, which is 463% more than the national average. Living in St. Louis, it was kind of like it's not an if, it's a when. You're going to have something that happens in your neighborhood. I lived in a pretty nice part of town, and we would still have incidents, stabbings, shootings that happened just in our parking lot, like that close. I mean, you'd hear it at night. When I was coming back from Peru, I'd been stuck in Peru when COVID hit. We had some immunocompromised family members, so I couldn't go straight home. So I stayed in St. Louis with my friend. And every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, you're listening to gunfire going off. And that's even in the safer part of town within St. Louis. That being said, it's really fun city. Just know where you're going and check out the city museum. Also, St. Louis, there's smaller parts of the city, as with every city. A lot of that crime is on the East St. Louis side, which is on the Illinois side. So the Missouri side, definitely much safer, but you do have to be careful. This actually just popped up, I was visiting home and, my nephews were asking, oh, like, where's the most like unsafe you've ever felt? And the most unsafe I've ever felt has always been St. Louis. And I've been at quite a few cities internationally. I've been to Medellin, Colombia, which used to be the homicide capital of the world, like 20 years ago. Now like St. Louis has more homicides per 100,000 residents than, Medellin does. At least what's reported. So that's where we get into more of this data. This is all reported statistics. Not all communities report everything. There are communities out there that tend to not report things and kind of handle it themselves. In Colombia specifically, they called it the old law. And a lot of those towns kind of like pride themselves on kind of handling things without the need to have outside support. I imagine a lot of that plays in the U.S. as well, and certainly can play into those international statistics too. And so those are the top 10 most violent cities, top 10 most dangerous cities. I think it's very, very helpful to know. I know I'm putting a bit of a comedic twist on this, but I do think this is important information to know as travelers, to know where we're safe, where we're going. Safety is a big deal. I feel like, at least from the reports, there's more violent crime happening against healthcare practitioners. And that's even specifically in the hospital system where there's security guards and et cetera. Not even talking about home health practitioners like myself, where you're going into unknown territories, into a patient's home and their family members are there, or members of the house that you don't know that are full and able-bodied. So I do think it's well worth it to know where you need to have your radars up a little bit more versus some of these other cities. So going into these top 10 safest cities with the lowest violent crime, what you're going to notice is that the first 10 were like big cities, like real cities. This next 10, they're very small, like parts of other cities or just on the perimeter outside of other cities. So I'm not sure what happened with this data. Maybe that first list, in order to be on the list, it had to be greater than 300,000 people or something like that. For this list, it doesn't seem like they have the same criteria is basically what I'm getting. And there was a lot of Texas on this list, and I'm having a harder time believing that Texas has as many spots as it does. But it is what we got, and it is the best data that we have, so that's what we're going to go off of. All right. So looking at these top 10 safest cities, we are looking at the first one. I'm going to pull out my maps here so I can find them. Glendale, California. Glendale, California has about 70% less violent crime than the national average, with about 111 per 100,000 residents. Not even looking at the number one safest place yet, but 111 compared to St. Louis, which is 2,082. It's quite the jump. Quite a contrast. Looks like Glendale is very close to Los Angeles. It looks like it's even a part of Los Angeles and in the northern section of LA. Number nine on this list was going to be League City, Texas. They are 71% less than the national average and a violent crime rate of 107 per 100,000 residents. And League City looks to be between pretty close to Houston, between Houston and Galveston. And dare I say it's a port. It does look to be on some body of water. So it looks not quite coastal. There's a, I see a Trinity Bay here and a Galveston Bay. So it looks like it's kind of on a bay there, between Houston and Galveston. And this safe list, I don't know how helpful it's actually going to be because like, I know Houston has its own problems. And there's going to be pockets of these cities that are safer than others. But there might be, you know, just across the way, there might be, more violent crimes that happen. But again, this is the best data we got, so we're moving forward. Number eight on this list is Gilbert, Arizona, which is 75% less than the national average and a violent crime rate of 92 per 100,000 residents. Gilbert looks to be a part of Phoenix, Arizona. I feel like Scottsdale and Glendale, Arizona are the popular ones, but Gilbert seems to be on the southeastern side of Phoenix. And number seven is going to be McAllen, Texas. McAllen is 75% less violent crime than the national average, and 92 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. McAllen, I'm looking at. Oh wow, that's right. It's McAllen is right on the border of Mexico. I actually don't think there's a city in between. So you got McAllen and then Reynosa, Mexico, right across the border. So it is basically almost to the very tip of Texas down south. Next one on the list is number six. We're looking at Pearland, Texas, which is 76% less than the national average and a violent crime rate of 81 per 100,000 residents. In Pearland, Texas. I did look up these before I started this episode. Pearland must just be a little bit smaller because it zoomed out and I couldn't find it again. Pearland looks to be in the southern part of Houston. I don't know if it's actually in Houston. It does look to be part of the metropolis. A little closer to Houston than what League City was, but those two are very close together. And number five on this list is going to be Allen, Texas. Allen is 78% less than the national average, and a violent crime rate of 81 per 100,000 residents. Looking at Allen. Allen looks to be the northernmost part of Dallas. The next nearest kind of city I see is McKinney, but very far north of Dallas. The next one, I believe the final Texas city is Frisco, Texas, which also seems to be close to Dallas. And those are both close to each other. Frisco and Allen, Texas are very close to each other. Northern Dallas. And Frisco has a 79% less than the national average for violent crimes and violent crime rate of 78 per 100,000 residents. The next one, and kind of where my comment came from before of safe areas being right next to dangerous areas, number three on this list is Naperville, Illinois, which I believe might actually be a part of Chicago. It's kind of like on the outskirts on the eastern side. But if I just scroll out one, two scrolls, Rockford, Illinois, which was number seven on the most dangerous list, it's right there. So it is very close. So some of these safe areas are very much right next to some of the most dangerous areas as well. And I believe we've all been in cities like that, where you're walking down one street and really nice homes, really big homes, multi-million dollar places. And then you keep going down that street and you go down one street too far. And all of a sudden you're in an area that you don't think you should be in. Some cities are just built like that, where they're those pockets are just right there next to each other. And Naperville has 82% less than the national average, with violent crime rate of 67 per 100,000. And number two and number one are actually tied for the safest on this list. I've seen our number one in multiple spots, so I'm going to keep it at number one. But number two is Murrieta, California, which is kind of right in the middle between Palm Springs and Anaheim. If you were to take a road trip between those two, you're not going to run into it, but so it's a little further south. But it is pretty close to right in the middle between Anaheim and Palm Springs. Oh, it's right next to Temecula. So if you're familiar with that wine country area, you're right in that area. Murrieta has 83% less than the national average and a violent crime rate of 63 per 100,000 residents. And the final most safest, and I've seen it on multiple lists of number one, tends to be at number one, is Irvine, California, pretty close to Santa Ana, Newport Beach. So southern Anaheim, basically, in California. I believe they've had this for multiple years, maybe not in a row, but they tend to claim that spot. And I have visited this area. It's very, very nice. It is very, very if you're from a certain part of the U.S. like me, where it's very rural, there's not a lot of sidewalks. And going here, it's kind of part of a city, so you're like kind of expecting to see sidewalks, but they're just really nice sidewalks with lots of plants everywhere, lots of trees. It's kind of like the roads were built around the trees instead of vice versa. But it is really nice. And there's a big California school there. And unfortunately, I really can't remember, probably California Irvine or something similar. I believe there's a lot of money coming through that area as well, which safety tends to follow that. But yeah, that is our top 10 safest cities, along with the top 10 most dangerous. Again, this is the best data we got looking at this. I'm interested to see when the new data comes out later this year for 2023, if there's more information. Apparently, some of these reports that I was looking at, they initial feedback from the FBI is that crime rates are going down. But apparently that might not be the actual case now that they're looking at numbers more and more. But again, it's not released to the public just yet. So we're going off of some data that's about 2 years old by this point. But yeah, very interesting. And I do think this is worthwhile information to know with where the safer areas are, even if they might have some bad pockets nearby, kind of get a sense of where good areas are and where not so great areas are. And the cities on the list, especially those top 10, those easily recognizable cities, to kind of have more of an alarm system going on if you do decide to take a job there. So that is it for this episode. Keep an eye out for the top 10 safest and most dangerous, most violent states as well, because that will be coming out at some point when we go through this data. But everybody have safe travels. Everybody have a great year, and I will see you all at TravCon 2024.